Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Moses is a message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and sisters.
Alafia, greetings and welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi Ika 7 in the house. I am your emperor. I am your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you certainly want. How is everyone doing this evening? And welcome to another segment of Reparation. We'll be looking at what the difference is in compensation. And are there many different types of compensation for reparation? Or is it only monetary gains? Yes, you guessed it right. We are continuing on with the discussion about reparation. I hope you have been enjoying the segment from the lesson, the first lesson on reparation from the panel. I will be posting up a different level, possibly level two, of the panel's discussion so you can continue on. I want you to get it in your spirit that it is necessary to bring panels of people together to discuss this possibility. It is going to become a reality, I hope. And I trust that you are still on the path of seeking panels that you could be a part of and discussions. And if not, you're welcome to come into this room. We invite you here at 646-478-0270. You're welcome at any time for the discussion. And we welcome your comments. We welcome any frozen viewpoints you might have. Come let us all sit and sup together and let us have a discussion. We'll break down information, and we don't all necessarily have to agree, but we can agree to be agreeable and discuss what is at hand, reparation. I know that you're feeling it in the atmosphere because I sure am, and we have to understand that it doesn't always come with a big lump sum of that filthy lucre. We could start minimally looking at other ways of compensating a person for repairs. That's right. We have been damaged. We are damaged goods. African Americans have been damaged, and we're looking to be repaired. How much should be repaired, Omi? There are many different ways, and if you come in this room, you can help us rightly divide the word of truth so we can come up with some options. And as we lay those options out, it will help our predecessors understand what options we have. I know we're broke. You don't have to tell me that. I hear you. We are broke. United States needs filthy lucre, and they've been borrowing it from whoever they can, and they don't have money left for reparation, so you think. They don't have to give us a check. They can say, I owe you, and start the process of giving something back to help repair our damages. Excuse me, and if you were here yesterday, we talked about the damages that we have of mental disorder and the damages we have of psychotropic medicines that we have to now incur because of the damages were done. There are so many mothers that are putting their children on SSI because they are now being diagnosed with a multiplicity of disorders in the brain, minimum brain disorder. How can you say that this is the cause of reparation or this is the cause of slavery, that because now you have a few African Americans who are suffering from minimum brain disorder? They've been suffering from it for a long time. And it might show up in their lineage later on. And it might not show up for a while. Punitive damages sometimes don't have to be seen on the scene immediately. It's what the potentials are of the damages occurring later on. Now, we're going to talk about compensation. And I know you all know about compensation because at the end of the week or every 2 weeks, you're standing there with your hand out looking to be compensated. For what, you might add? You're looking to be compensated for the work that you put out. There were many Africans and their parents and their loved ones and deceased ancestors who had put out so much work. They put out so much that some of them perished behind it. And you know what? Usually, when there is compensation coming to the parent head, and if they die and transpire, those benefits are left for their lineage. And that's why we can stand flat-footed here and say that there are some benefits that we should have heirded based on what our ancestors went through. No, we didn't travel across the Middle Passage, but we were in the loins of our mothers and fathers, and we were produced as a damaged gene later on. Yes, we know that we weren't beaten by the master and we didn't have to pick cotton, but because we were in the making, in our mothers and fathers' loins, in their gene pool, we are direct descendants of the lossage of those fathers and mothers who traveled through the Middle Passage. And we are talking about it because it's a benefit. It's a compensation that we are looking to receive. Now, compensations can come in all forms of manner, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand that. If I'm given a compensation of a forgiveness loan, of a school loan, or forgiveness of property taxes, those are ways of compensation. It doesn't always mean you have to go and cut some more money and print some more filthy lucre. It could come in other forms. And the UNIA, ladies and gentlemen, which is over 92 years old, who've been striving and pressing on for the causes of reparation, and in the midnight hour they've been burning the candle, they have not stopped. They know that there are many different forms of reparation, and they are laying out the procedure as I speak. And if you don't believe me, go on YouTube and Google UNIA and see what they're up to, and you'll find out. They're not stopping, ladies and gentlemen, and they need our help. They need our help to talk about the subject, create a forum so that people can come together in a platform to talk about this, and that's what we're trying to create here in this room. We have a platform, ladies and gentlemen, and we do have an order here, and we do have an issue to talk about. We're talking about compensation of slavery. And if you're out there in the audience and you have some 2 cents to put in, or even any frozen viewpoints, we invite you to bring those in here to the room so we can discuss them intelligently. That's right. We are friendly here. We are about the business of articulating and expressing ourselves and also hearing what you have to say. If you're out there in the audience, initially we had tons of people calling in and giving their input. They were viewed favorably. They were given the options of speaking, and you will be too. So why don't you call in? Lock that dial in, 646-478-0270. Lock it in. Go ahead on and keep it right there. We'll see you in a second, ladies and gentlemen, as I get my encore. You know, I am the emperor. I'm going to call those drummers in. Drummers, will you please come in? I'm ready to have my encore, and I've been waiting for you so patiently. Those drummers are so excellent. Don't you agree? Here they come. Let me get ready for my encore. As the emperor, I'm here to provide for you whatever you like in the way of discussion. Whatever you need, I'm here to serve you. Please do come in the room. We would like to provide you with a daily discussion. To remind you, today is Friday, and you know what that means, TGI Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, get your dancing shoes on. Also, go and get your ancestor's name because we are going to be kicking it up today. Today is Friday. And for those of you who love to do line dancing, get your dancing shoes on because before we leave out of here this evening, we're going to kick it up and we're going to dance because we've already received our reparations. We see it in the spirit. We already know it's here and we welcome it and we are standing waiting for you to also believe that reparation is on its way. But most of all, we are here to inform you and give you bits of information, ladies and gentlemen. And we know that we cannot face you and be here without the power of faith. Every morning, I must meditate and ask my higher self to give me the strength to go on daily to bring you information that might intrigue you, that might inform you. All scriptures is given by inspiration and is profitable for reproof, for correction and instructions in its form. Receive the power of faith today in its instructions.
Keep faith in the heart when it seems that our lives are
Yes, yes, it's our ancestral song. I'm going to give permission for my elder to speak, and then I'm going to proceed on with the libation. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to go ahead and speak.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you might want to get out your list and names so you can begin to start the process of libation. For those of you who are new to this room, we do pour libations in this room, and we acknowledge our ancestors. So I'm going to ask you, if you are new, to get with someone so they can instruct you on how we commune with our ancestors. We do not worship our ancestors. We commune with them. And on this special occasion, we will be communing with them. We'd like to thank you very much for your participation. And sometimes we do have technical difficulty, and it's just a spirit, and I'm rebuking the spirit. The spirit has been rebuked. So just hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We are still in the room, and we still have a program. If you notice that there is a little technical difficulty, just look over that, because demons are with us, and we rebuke those demons. And those demons can't continue to exist if they are trying to put out our lights. Their lights will be put out. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to get ready to pour libation, I first of all clear the air and the atmosphere. I have to wash my face, clean my hands. I pour libations to the north, and I say libation. I pour libations to the south, and I say libation. I pour libations to the east, and I say libation. I pour libations to the north, well, to the west, and I say libation. I say, so be it, so let it be done. I ask you to take out your names so that you can be a part of this particular session, ladies and gentlemen. We call our ancestors' names. I light a candle for my mother's side of the spirit and her side of the family, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's side of the family, and I say Ashe. I pour water, a glass of water, for my father's side of the family. I pour water for my mother's side of the family. I pour water to the ground, and I say Ashe. I call on the ancestors so that we might commune with them and consult them. I call on Clara Jenkins, Ashe, Robert Jenkins, Ashe, Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. I call on Tom Harvey, Ashe, Eugene Lilly, Ashe. I call on Essie Lee Pope, Ashe, Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe, Robert Jenkins, Junior, Ashe, Marvin Jenkins, Ashe, Eugene Lilly, Ashe, Aisha Lilly, Ashe, Bessie Lilly, Ashe, Nisha Lilly, Ashe. I call on George Lilly, Ashe, Sam Lilly, Ashe. I call on Ludell James, Ashe, Lucille Day, Ashe, Louise Lloyd, Ashe. I call Tom Harvey, Ashe, Michelle Harvey, Ashe, Emmanuel Day, Ashe, Elijah Day, Ashe, Avery Day, Ashe. I said, so be it, so let it be done. I say, Ashe, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those lists of your family's names, you may call them out and acknowledge every one of them. As we begin to climb on our ancestors' back, we're reminded that we are to consult our ancestors for direction. We acquired our spirit as we asked our ancestors to lead us into understanding what is compensation. How do we acquire compensation for our injury? How do we look towards creating a package that will be fitting and acceptable for the repairs of our damage through our ancestors' loins. How do we begin the discussion? How do we call people to the table to even address the issue at least? Ancestors, we are consulting with you, asking that you will open up the doorways, asking that you will rebuke demons, and that you will send demons back to where they came. We are calling on you, ancestors, because we know you have the authority and the power for those wicked ones who stand in the way of our progress and our discussion and our open time for form. Those that do not seek to have us speak today, rebuke them, and we ask that you remove them from this place. If they are not coming here to do positive good and only to do harm, we ask you to stagnate them and drunken their spirit so that they may fall into their own holes that they've created for others. We ask you to vindicate us today, and ancestors, we forevermore will be grateful to you. There are many who do not want to see us go forward in this program, we know. We rebuke those spirits, and we denounce their progress and every effort that they have made to destroy our paths and our progress. We ask that you paralyze them this day, that they have no more rights and powers and authority over this room as we begin to go forward. We thank you, ancestors, because we know you always hear us when we pray. We ask that you will continue to guide us, and that these airways will be made perfectly set for us, and that we will be given grace and mercy, and that we will also be given the authority to do what it is we came here to do today. We thank you, ancestors, that you always hear our cry, and that our higher self will rise up and press its way forward so that God will show up in each and every one of us, and that we may be the little g that cries loud and spares not. We know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and many high places. We rebuke those principalities that they may stumble and fall, that they may have no authority over us, and that their plans that they have for us, the holes and ditches that they've dug, that they may fall in the holes and ditches their very self. We ask that you will please be grateful to us and lend us your eye shade. Lend us your eye shade. We ask that you will begin the progress today, not tomorrow, but today, that those who have not come to greet us, to support us, that all of their efforts will be paralyzed. We ask that the reparation that we know is ours start to come forward today. We call reparation forward today. We call it forward in our spirit. We call it forward in the natural realm, that we might see this funds and monetary gain come in before we transition to our new world. We ask that you will open up a way that all people here that are African American can see themselves obtaining reparation in the natural, in the spirit, so that when we get to the other side, we'll be able to fellowship as one people, not a people that is divided. Lord, we know that there are many of us who have become divided in our thinking. Many of us who have become so selfish that they cannot see we or us as a people progressing. Help change their mind. Help darken that ability for them to come against their own. And we ask that you will forevermore speak to them about their idiotic belief system that we are not fitting or capable of receiving reparation. It is our birthright. Let us now receive our birthright. It is ours. And we know what we speak in the spirit will come to life in the natural. We call it forth. Reparation, come forward. Reparation, come forward. We have called you reparation. You have to come forward. There is repairs that must be done, that we sanction in the spirit, that will come forth in the natural. Some of us will start receiving checks in the mail. Some of us will start be given forgiveness loans. Some of us will be sanctioned to give, be given property that we never owned. Some of us will walk into situations where bills are paid for us. Some of us will have mansions that were built in the sky that we didn't build with our own hands. Some of us will acquire land that's going to be given to us. What we decree in the spirit will come forward in the natural. We decree it today. And those who have been enemies of ours will certainly become our friends. Those who have seeked to do evil for good will certainly become our friends. Those who know not what they do, Lord, forgive those who know not what they do. For anyone to stop the progress of reparation is an enemy of our people. Stop them in their tracks today. And forgive them, Lord, and have mercy on them.
Down.
by faith, that the ancestors are here to redeem us. The ancestors are here to rebuke those who come against us. And the rebuking is one to be a scornful one. That they may have their assets dry up. They may have all of their loved ones not near them. We ask that you will go forward in a mighty way to make a difference for us, those who pray and work in the night for the benefit of our people. We ask this, ancestors. We ask that you will, those who are on internet now, who are stopping airways, we ask you to paralyze their hands. We ask you to rebuke them so that they no longer have fingers to come against what has been called forth here today. We ask that you will begin the work. Begin the work, ancestors, and show them that you're mighty and powerful. No power. And those enemies are not always of a different color. There's some that look just like you and I. Rebuke them, I say, Lord. Rebuke them, I say. Rebuke them down to the thousand generations. Rebuke them, I say, Father, because they know not what they do. They are messing with the wrong people. Rebuke them, I say. If you have to cut them off from their own loved ones, then cut them off. Show them that you mean business. Harmony and peace. And even these AT&T airways, they will give homage to us, and they will support us, no matter what an individual might try to do. We call for AT&T to open up the airways, and we call for every technology to open up its airways today. What we say in the spirit will come forth in the spirit, and we will see it represented in the natural. Yes, we will. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to continue to pray with me, because there is a force that has been setting itself against what we're trying to do. And we have rebuked it in the spirit. It is gone. It may appear that they have power now, but they have no power. They have no power, none other than the power that the ancestors has given them. And the ancestors wouldn't give it to it if it wasn't so. The ancestors have given them no power, no authority over these airways. And I rebuke them at this very moment. I rebuke them that the resolution has been resolved. So if you see inadequacy on your screen, know that it is going to be repaired, and it is in the process of being repaired. And I notice that every time I get on these airways, those that come against this airway, they will end up paralyzed in their very fingers, paralyzed from the rebuking that they are trying to put out. They will end up without ability to be able to turn things around on these airways. I know they're working. I know that I see them in the spirit. I see them in the spirit, but they have no power over these airways, none whatsoever, because God himself has not given it to them. They have no authority. And ladies and gentlemen, I ask that you continue to chat in the spirit for us, because we know that there are many forces that would not like, even our very own people don't want things to go forward. I know this. They have no authority. They have no power. We rebuke their power and their authority, that they may fall down in their very feet, and that they will have to repent before us for the evil and wicked things they've done. We know this. We know that they're doing it now, and we send those energies back to those people who have been trying to affect these airways. We know this, but they have no authority here. And they've been hacking in all night. But see, I rebuked it. In the name of God, I rebuked it, that they will not take these airways away, because God has set them aside for us. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so very much for being a part of this show and supporting what I'm doing here today. As I told you, there are some among us that are not even outside of the race. They're among us who will seek to do dirt to these airways. But I tell them they have no authority in this room. None whatsoever. And they better be careful that the work that they try to do against somebody else, that they don't stumble and fall into their own holes. And I say this because the airways have been given to us. And these airways that God has allowed us to use, he will make preservations for them. And I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going all the way with us today. Let me get into my subject, reparation. Reparation. What is the difference in compensation and reparation? And how can you receive compensation without reparation? Many different ways, ladies and gentlemen. And let me break into my subject quite easily. I'd like to give you some analogies and comparison. There are many things that rich white slaves were given who were in power as a form of reparation. There are ways to forgive you for your taxes. There are ways to forgive you for the children. The children you haven't even had yet can be given sanction, and they can also be given the reparation that you don't get during this particular time and age. There are ways to go in and look at the reparation and declaration that the Native Americans have put together. And I like to read to you some of the things that they put together, just as a comparison to show you that these Native Americans were very, very, very intelligent and had enough sense to make themselves a nation. And I talked briefly last time we were together about the difference with the Native Americans and how they came up with a solid nation. And I'd like to share some of those things with you. They didn't ask for all money. No, they got casinos, yes, we know. But they didn't ask for all money. But they asked for other things that can make a difference. And I'd like to read you from the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. They asked for some rights, ladies and gentlemen. It was adopted by the United Nations Human Rights Council in June of 29, 2006. And it was adopted by the UN General Assembly in September 13, 2007, affirming that indigenous people are equal to all other people. And this is what they wanted to affirm. They wanted their dignity back. Now, just think, ladies and gentlemen, we can be given our dignity back if we draft documents that will entitle us to dignity. The Land of the Brave signing ceremony. And this Native American veteran of North America was Turtle Island in affirmation of the United Nations declared on the rights of indigenous people. It was done in Arizona's state capitol, ladies and gentlemen, 1700 West Washington in Phoenix. Friday, October 12th is when they put this in effect, 2007, at 10 a.m. to be exact. Hosted by the Native American Caucus of the Arizona State Legislature and the Native American Veteran of Northern America. Now, let me read to you what they put together. They put together this document, and it says, recognizing in particular the right of indigenous families and communities to retain shared responsibility for the upbringing, training, education, and well-being of their children, consistent with the rights of the child. Now, if you didn't know this, ladies and gentlemen, children have rights as well. Considering that the rights affirmed in treaties, agreements, and other constructive arrangements between states and indigenous people are in the same situation, matters of international concern, interests and responsibilities and character. Considering, I quote, also that the treaty agreement and other constructive arrangements and relationships they represent are the basis for strengthening partnership between indigenous people and states. Acknowledge, and I quote, it says, that the chapter of the United Nations, the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, as well as the Vienna Declaration and the Program of Action, affirms the fundamental importance of the rights to self-determination of all people, by virtue of which they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. And it goes on to say, and I quote, bearing in mind that nothing in this declaration may be used to deny any people their rights to self-determine, exercise, and conformity with international law. And I quote, convene that the recognition of the rights of indigenous people in this declaration will enhance harmonious and cooperative relatives between the state and indigenous people, based on principles of justice, declarativity, and respect for human rights, non-discrimination, and good faith. And it goes on to say, and I quote, encouraging states to comply with and effectively implement all their obligations as they apply to indigenous people under international instruments, in particular those related to human rights and consultation, cooperation with the people concerned, emphasizing, and I quote, that the United Nations has an important and continuing role to play in promoting and protecting the rights of indigenous people. And it goes on to say, and I quote, believing that this declaration is a further important step forward to the recognition, promotion, and protection of the rights and freedom of indigenous people and the development of relevant activities of the United Nations system in the field. And I quote, recognizing and affirming that indigenous individuals are entitled without discrimination to all human rights recognized in the international law, and that indigenous people possess collective rights which are indispensable for their existence, well-being, and integral development as people. And I quote, recognizing all that the situation of indigenous people varies from region to region and from country to country, and that the significance of national and regional particularities and various historical and cultural background should be taken into consideration. Now, let me stop there. The natives and all of their etiquette got together and created this document for the benefit of proving that they were indigenous human beings and wanted their dignity and wanted to include this in their reparation. They didn't ask not one time for a dime. And I'll quote, and it goes on, solemnly proclaim the following United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People as a standard of achievement to be pursued in a spirit of partnership and mutual respect. Here are their articles. Article number one, indigenous people have the right to the full employment as a collective or as an individual of all human rights and fundamental freedom as recognized in the chart of the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and international human rights law. Article number two, and I quote, the indigenous people and the individuals are free and equal to all other people and individuals and have the right to be free from any kind of discrimination in the exercise of their rights, in particular that based on their indigenous origin or entity. Article number three, indigenous people have the right to self-determination by virtue of the right. They freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. And I quote Article number four, indigenous people in exercising their right to self-determination have the right to autonomy or self-government in matters relating to their internal and national affairs, as well as the way and means of financing their autonomy function. Article number five, indigenous people have the right to maintain and strengthen their distant political, legal, economic, social, cultural institutions, which retains their right to participate fully, if they so choose, in the political, economic, social, and cultural life of the state. Article number six, and I quote, every indigenous individual has a right to a nationally. Number seven, Article 7. Indigenous individuals have the right to life, physical and mental integrity, liberty, and security of people. And number two, Article Part 2 of 7. The indigenous people have the collective right to live in freedom, peace, and security as distinct people and shall not be subject to any act of genocide or any other act of violence, including forcible removing children of the group to another group. Ladies and gentlemen, these are our indigenous people who compiled this document. These are our indigenous people. They did not ask for one dime of money. They asked for their economic status. They asked that genocide not be placed on them. They specifically spelled out what it was they wanted. And they put it in writing in the form of a document. Don't you think we ought to be getting with our red-skinned brothers and sisters to help us compile a document of this nature so that when we go forth, we're not asking for pennies and dollars and cents. We're asking for things that are dignity and dignified things that could give us our own rights so that we can get our own funds ourselves. Don't you think we ought to be contacting the chief right about now to talk about what's in the content of this article and ordinance? In Article 8, it says, indigenous people and individuals have the right not to be subject to forced assimilation or destruction of their culture. Number two, states shall provide effective mechanisms for prevention of and redress for. Number one, any action which has the aim or effect of depriving them of their integrity as distinct people or of their cultural values or ethnic identity. Number B, and I quote, any actions which has the aim of effect of disposing them of their land, territory, or resources. Number C, and I quote, any form of forced population transfer which has the aim or effort of violating or undetermining any of their rights. Number D, and I quote, any form of force assimilating or integration. Number E, and I quote, any form of propaganda designed to promote or incite racial or ethnic discrimination directed against them. Number nine, article, and I quote, indigenous people and individuals have the right to be alone to an indigenous community or nation in accordance with the tradition and customs of the community or nation concerned. No discrimination of any kind may arise from the exercise of such a right. Article number 10, and I quote, indigenous people shall not be forcibly removed from their land or territory. No relocation shall take place without the free, prior, and informed consent of the indigenous people. And I quote, concerns and after agreements on just and fair compensation, where possible, with the options of return. Article number 11, and I quote, indigenous people have the right to practice and revitalize their cultural tradition and custom. This includes the right to maintain, protect, and develop the past, present, and future manifestation of their cultures, such as the archaeological and historical sites, artifacts, designs, ceremonies, technology, and visual and performing arts and lectures and literature. Number two, and I quote, states shall provide redress through effective mechanism which may include restrictions development in conjunction with indigenous people with rejects to their culture, intellectual, religious, and spiritual property taken without their free, prior, and informed consent or in violation of their laws and tradition and custom. And Article Number 12, finally, Indigenous people have the right to manifest, practice, develop, and teach their spiritual, religious tradition, customs, and ceremony, the right to manifest, protect, and have access and privacy to their religion and cultural sites, and the right to use and control of their ceremonial objects, and the right to the reputation of their human remains. Now, not one time did you hear me read about money, but they did ask to have the rights to their ceremonies, their rituals, and their religion. Did you not know that African religion was outlawed, and Haitians right now are being asked to give up their traditional religion? Even though the law was passed for them to practice their traditional religion, there are still forces forcing them to release themselves from traditional customs of traditional religion for African religion. We don't actually have our freedom to our own religion. Couldn't we be packaging this and asking for the freedom and right to practice our own customs and rituals? Couldn't we be asking for the right to have our own churches so we could manifest our rituals in church? Why is it that we think reparation means money? Herein lies where the Native Americans came to a conclusion that we mustn't ask for money, but for things that will eventually equate to funds and money. This is what you have to think on, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you have to think on. The articles go on and on and on. These people didn't stop here. They went all the way until they created a total of 46 articles stating what it was they wanted in the form of reparation. Not one time did I read where they said they wanted that $50,000, that horse and a mule, not one time, but they wanted their indigenous land back. And guess what? You were inheritant of land when your ancestors was here. And if you did not give it up, you still can lay claim on your land. We've got to get smart and wise, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to stop thinking that we're going to go to the government with dollars and cents. We need to get with our Native American red-skinned brothers and ask them, how do we compile documents such as this? How do we ask for things that will give us our dignity back? How do we ask for psalms of adequacy in our customs and art effects and tradition? How do we get that back? Because that is being held as ransom too. Yet we think it's just us that have lost our freedom. Our artifact, our religion, all of that is being held in ransom. We can ask for those things back. We can create jobs with our own artifacts and creating museums from our own culture that has been stolen away and put in a museum. We can ask for those things back, and we can govern our own museums and artifacts. There's so much, ladies and gentlemen, that we could talk about in putting a document together. Why not come together and start the process of creating a document that will give you your indigenous rights? You are indigenous people, aren't you? Or are you saying that you don't know when you came on the scene because no one seems to know? That would make you an indigenous people. So we can get with our red-skinned brothers and ask them, show us, teach us how to put together a document that will say exactly what it is we want so that we won't have our Caucasian brothers angry at us about asking for that filthy lucre when we know they don't have it. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? How many of you had the ability to sit for hours and hours and write articles up? How many of you have the intelligence that you can sit down with our brothers and sisters from the Native American Asiatic side and say, teach us and show us? We need to get that spirit right now. And we need to be about the business of compiling those things, because what makes us a nation is that we govern ourselves. That's what they ask for, the ability to govern themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard, let me let you in on a tip. They did get that right to govern themselves, and they're doing it right now. So our next step And the next time we speak, we should be talking about collaboration with asking for things that are not filthy lucre, that are things that will free us and give us dignity back. I know we can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go ahead and become excited about it because we know that we have the ability to bring all this to bear. We have the authority, and we're going to do this. Let's just get ready to praise and lift our hands up now because we know we can do it. I don't know how many of you are sitting out there that have writing skills. Use your writing skills and put them to use for creating documents that will ask for what you want.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are indigenous people,
And our pale-faced, red-skinned brothers have told us that we're indigenous people, and they've invited us in to sit down with them and to break bread and to formalize documents such as this indigenous document, to talk about our artifact, to talk about our religion is one thing, but to talk about our dignity is another. The indigenous people are heirs of the land. The land belongs to us. And truly, ladies and gentlemen, we are learned people now. We have degrees upon degrees. We can compile documents, and we can put these forms together, and we can sit down to break bread with our brothers and sisters and let them know that we understand that the nation is broke. But the indigenous aspect that we ask for on behalf of our people are not all monetary gains, but these are our inalienable rights that indigenous people have earned over the century. And as they compile this document, I know that they became fully dignified of their rights, and they begin to see that they could govern themselves and have a nation. We too can govern ourselves and have a nation. We too can stop pretending that we are young children that need someone to govern us. Don't you know we are the oldest indigenous people on the face of this earth? We are the mothers and fathers of all the nations. Why should we be governed and directed and guided? We ought to be laying down the foundations for someone else. Wake up. In your Akashic record, it tells you that you once ruled the nation. You're indigenous people, and you had rights, and you civilized the nation. There was no Greek philosophy before you came, only African civilization. If you know this, then we had the power of the pen to write. We wrote so much that we scribbled all over the walls of Egypt. We had the power of pen. We were the first to write. And if we wrote long ago, don't you know that our script is needed now to write our own ticket to salvation? These Native Americans knew no more than we knew. We can sit with them, and they can aid and direct us and guide us. We can present a plan before the states and the government intelligently and ask for those rights. And guess what? They're going to give them to us. Not because we're going to write so elegantly, because the power of the pen requires it. And if we could sit long enough to realize there are some rights that we have lost, and there are some rights that we must take back, and there are some dignity that we can ingest to pull ourselves up by the bootstrap, to turn us around and stop letting us look at ourselves as the enemy, if we would take the time to realize that our art effect makes us rich in our character, that our religion ceremonies make us confident in what we believe in, and that our customs and rituals are what we've got to get back. They belong to us. Somebody has stolen them and have hijacked our religion and our gods, and we've got to get them back. Don't think that Omi's on here trying to remind you of what your African tongue was and your native language for nothing. I'm trying to make you remember who you once were. So when you get it back, you'll keep it this time. The Indians knew what they were doing when they sat down at a peace treaty with nations of nations. They knew exactly what they're doing. We can call a peace treaty, but we've got to get our act together and get with the Native Americans to find out how to compel this elegant document that we will put together and labor over. So when we're done with it, the Father above will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And whatever we're asking for, it will come to pass. You've got to believe this in your hearts and in your spirit. Someone know that we've been raped and we continue to be raped of all of our goods and services and all of our customs and traditions. They've been stolen. And we've got to get them back. I told you that somebody once stole from us. And my whole attempt was to get back what was stolen from us. Not for anyone to give us something that didn't belong to us. Only what belongs to us. We want it back. We want back our treaties to govern ourselves. Either we handed it to you on a silver platter, or you beat us down and took it from us. Either way, if you have a coat, you may have to sell it and buy a sword, because armies that are put against us, we have the right to even sanction that those armies be called off and have no authority over us, and that we govern ourselves. That is the right that we want. And we must also remember that we don't need to ask for money. We can create from our own, and we can create from our own substance, and we can design for ourselves, and we can make it happen in our own communities. We can stop our own crime from happening. We got criminals right here. They do detrimental things to our people, and they're the criminals. And the criminals we have among us, we must deal with them. And some of them are not even for us. They're against us. And we're going to have to lay down the laws and govern our own people that need to be chasing. Because some of them are so off base. Right now they even need to be chasing. So don't think that we're going to get the laws in our own head and let these morons run free and doing detrimental things. We're going to chasing them like gods do. And some of them will never get anything in their hand until they do right by their own people. So we want the power back to govern our own sick people. We want the authority back to chasten and to vindicate our own people, because we know that the ancestors has a whooping for them. We know that the ancestor is going to chasten them, and some of them might even have to exit this earth. If they don't live righteous and do right and don't carry themselves in a proper manner, we want the authority to come back into rulership again, because there's some of our people who definitely need to be chastened by us. So I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the wicked ones that are out there, you cannot hold us up from what we're about to do. You cannot stop the progress of God. You cannot prevent this chastening, and you cannot stand in the way of progress of African-American people. You, too, will have to be judged, and you will have to be set down as well. Because right now, we are talking about intelligent people putting documents together to show that you can give us compensation. You can give us compensation, because taxation without proper representation is wrong. And if we have rights that we can gain without asking you for that filthy lucre, you better believe it. With all the power invested in us, we are going to bring it to you. We're going to bring it to you because we know it's the right thing to do. We're tired of young children and people running the gamut of destroying the earth, even our people. Some of them are not fit either. We're tired of this bad situation or element that is happening right before our eyes, and the grown folks need to take authority, and they need to put something down in pen and paper and make it come to pass. Because these morons that are scallivanting, they're going across earth, creating havoc on the earth, to be dealt with. It's simple as that. And we are going to bring documents, and somebody's going to hear us. Whether other people like it or not, somebody's going to hear us. Because it's our time. It's our time. And no matter what you think you're doing and authority you think you have no power. No power, none that the Creator didn't give you. And if He didn't give you the authority over us, then you have no authority over us. You must give us our authority back. You must allow us to have the authority to govern ourselves, to name for ourselves, to define for ourselves, to create for ourselves. We have earned that right, and we will take it back by any means necessary. It is our time now to come before you with the document. We didn't say to come before you with a military crew or soldiers. We don't fight the battle. Our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds, but they're mighty and powerful in the spirit. And as we write in the spirit, the ancestors will be there to give us authority over these words. We will take that authority because these words have to come to pass. How long can you hold a people down? Not long, I say. How long can you hold a people down? Not long, I say. Not long, I say. Not long. And on that note, we say, oh, double to you. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Look forward to the topic of reparation. It is still in effect. Have a great evening. And we say, oh, double. And we'll see you on Monday.